regrets hearing the words come over the loudspeaker from the captain. The plane is going down. Please prepare for emergency landing. Flight attendants, whose job it is to keep passengers safe, can brief us all they want, but when the moment is upon you, you really know what to do. That's why we prepared the pilot's list, the checklist for successful investing. Before you do anything on your own, you go through the pilot's checklist, just like commercial and general aviation pilots do before they take to the sky, because there's nowhere to pull over, you know, up at thousands of feet of altitude. Anyway, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Sweeney, U.S. Air Force retired and the author of the book Pressure Cooker Confidence, How to Lead When the Heat is On, is with us. Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Sweeney is a well-decorated combat pilot with combat tours in Vietnam and Iraq. He successfully once landed the military equivalent of a 707 after it lost two engines, and he knows better than most what it takes to stay safe and survive an emergency landing, and he wants to share some important information with us. His book is called Pressure Cooker Confidence. Lieutenant Colonel Sweeney, welcome to the show, and thanks for joining us, sir.
Hey, Kate. Thanks for having me.
What should passengers do when they're advised to prepare for an emergency landing?
Well, Gabe, I think it's that checklist that you've talked about, the investment checklist. The passengers should also have a checklist. Whenever you get on that commercial airliner, I think the first thing you should do when you sit down that seat is look where those emergency exits are. Realize whether they're two rows ahead of you, five rows behind you, and just in your mind, go through that checklist. Hey, if I ever have to, if I'm on this one-in-a-million flight and I have to evacuate, I know what direction I'm going. The second thing on that old checklist is they should pull out that briefing card, that safety card that's always in that seat pocket right ahead of you, and just kind of go over it. Check and see, hey, is that life preserver under my seat where it says it is, and just kind of feel for it. And then listen to those flight attendants when they give you that little spiel. A lot of people don't listen to them, but the flight crews go over their emergency procedures every flight prior to takeoff. That's part of the checklist. Your personal checklist should be listening to those flight attendants just to refresh your memory.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's amazing the comparison to, you know, what happens when there's a financial markets meltdown. People begin panicking. They run around in circles. They run about and scream and shout. And instead, they should maintain a level head and go through their own checklist with regards to their capital and their investment allocation and figure out where or where not they might be affected. What should passengers on a troubled airline not do?
Well, one of the things is don't ever take off your seatbelt before that flight attendant tells you to. And don't panic. If you've gone through the little checklist we talked before, then just start thinking about what you're going to do. And so you've got an action plan, just like if you're in the stock market, you go and look at your allocations. You've got that action plan of what you're going to do. So just focus on execution. Don't take your purse, your computer, your briefcase with you if you have to evacuate. I always look at little, as an airplane when you take off, as kind of a little community when you take off. Don't be the one that blocks the rest of your neighbors, the rest of your community from getting off that airplane because you're going to want to take some of your personal articles. You can always replace your personal articles, but Gabe, you're awful hard to replace. Your family doesn't want to replace you, and yep. Neither do the rest of those passengers in your little neighborhood.
Interesting. Lieutenant Colonel Kevin J. Sweeney is with us. Kevin Sweeney is the winner of the Distinguished Flying Cross. He's a decorated pilot, and his book is called Pressure Cooker Confidence, How to Lead When the Heat is On. Lieutenant Colonel Sweeney, you have experienced a significant in-flight emergency when you lost both engines on the military equivalent of a 707. Was it a crash landing? You're here to talk about it.
No, Gabe, we came in all right. It was on a Desert Storm combat mission, and the two engines on my left wing came totally off the airplane. Then with the help of my crew, we took it back and successfully landed. And I talk to a lot of groups, associations, corporations, and I really talk about the leadership required when you're under pressure, the value of being a great teammate, and how to perform when you're really under pressure. And I kind of take what I did in that flight that night and related to the corporate world, where I spent over two decades at a Fortune 50 company and a large software company, and we really relate to those. Just don't panic. You're prepared. You can handle it. It was a nice landing. But we were happy to get on the ground, by the way.
You know, I've heard it said that people think are generally safer. If they lose one engine, the remaining engine just gets you to the crash. You know, pilots generally don't know how to operate on one engine. When you lost both of your engines on one wing on this massive jet, this military jet, your first impulse must have been fear.
Well, there is always a little fear, but as a pilot, you're trained to focus on your job, what to do. And I think that's one of the things old Captain Sullenberg, U.S. Air 1549 pilot, did a couple weeks ago. He did three things in my mind exceptionally well. Number one was that focus on your job. Number two was delegate. Number three was communicate. Now, what I mean by focus on your job, when we get under pressure, just like you mentioned the stock market, when you get under financial pressure, it's real easy just to lose focus, lose, have thoughts come in your mind that are totally irrelevant. Focus on what your job is. Captain Sullivan focused on keeping that airplane flying, not letting her stall out, just like you should not let you stall out. The second thing he did was he delegated Bill Jeffrey Skiles, his co-pilot, his first officer, and had him run that engine restart checklist. The third thing was when we really get under pressure, whether it's personally or professionally, it's real easy to go into that old cocoon and just I'll handle this by myself. When you're really under pressure, that's the time to rely on your team and communicate. And old Captain Sullenberg communicated old Sheila Dale, Darlene Welsh, and Donna Dent, put them in position where they could take care of those cabins, the passengers in the cabin, and put them in position where they could really excel under pressure by making a tremendous landing, and then those flight attendants are highly trained. They evacuated those people successfully, as we all know.
Kevin Sweeney, the Colonel, is with us here on Financial Wisdom with Gabriel Wisdom on the Business Talk Radio Network. Colonel Sweeney is a leader of men and women and has been so for over 30 years. He's an author of a new book called Pressure, Cooker, Confidence, How to Lead When the Heat is On. He's also a leadership expert who speaks to corporations and associations about leadership performance under pressure and the value of being a great teammate. This is your second book, if I'm not mistaken. I'm looking at your website, SweeneySpeaks.com, and wow, here's an interesting photo of the massive military 707 jet that lost both of those engines.
Oh, yes. I've had that on the website. So now, that book, you can get it by going through my website, or it's available on Amazon.com. And I tell people, Gabe, just to think of the word pressure.
Oh, yeah, sure. Just Google the word pressure.
Just put pressure on the old Amazon search, and it'll come up. And if you just put pressure cooker in there, my book will come up, and it'll also come up with some pressure cookers to cook with.
How fast does that 707 fly? How high up in the air, and how fast does it go?
Well, our main job was a 300,000-pound airplane. Our main job was to refuel those fighters at 500 miles an hour.
Wow.
So we can go anywhere from very low altitude up to 30,000 feet. We refuel or sometimes higher.
Do you invest in the stock market or in the financial markets at all?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Has your pilot training helped you, do you think?
Oh, yes. I mean, you keep cool. We know that it's going to be just like a pilot knows that some days are going to be good and there's others that are going to be a little bit more sporty. So you just maintain that calm and keep the plan. Now, you review it every once in a while, like you talk about, Gabe, that asset allocation. But don't panic. Don't panic flying. You don't panic in the stock market.
Well, I'd encourage anybody to go to your website. It's really fun to look around here. And, of course, get the book, Pressure Cooker Confidence. You just Google pressure by our guest, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin J. Sweeney, winner of the Distinguished Flying Cross, and the man behind SweeneySpeaks.com. SweeneySpeaks.com. Any parting words, Colonel?
Oh, no, I always say that go through that proper preparation. Have a passion for what you're doing. Focus on the right thing at the right time. Ignore the immaterial. Be that great teammate, and then you'll have the confidence that's necessary to succeed under pressure and, in fact, excel.
That's great.
I really appreciate you having me on tonight, Gabe.
Well, thank you. You know, as a fellow pilot, I would say, I would add to that, fly low and get high.
That's right.
Get up in the sky.
That's right.
Okay, thank you. Colonel Kevin J. Sweeney, pressure, cooker confidence, how to lead when the heat is on.